I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
You know, I think I need more airtime.
I'm sorry, you're canceled.
Do you know what my boss told me today? That I can't get a promotion because of the way I talk. Do I talk so f***ing bad?
Now it's being recorded. You've lost all the funny stuff.
I've disappointed you already. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She has a contagious laugh and unique sense of humor. Lacey never gets emotional unless she's crying at her own sick joke. Unfortunately, that's the moment boss man George usually walks in and catches her putting her foot in her mouth.
So true. I like that laugh.
She's most likely to be the favorite after we play this game. She's the hidden gem in the office, but the breakout star on our podcast, the girl who gives me all the giggles and lately brings all the content, has a name, and it is
Amy Nichols.
And I'm so excited to introduce, we are very proud to welcome this very important guest.
I wish I could whistle.
He's as good looking as George Clooney.
Wow.
As business savvy as Mark Cuban.
Nice.
And more talented than Scooter Braun because he discovered us. The beautiful man before us is none other than the elusive Boss Man George. Welcome, Boss Man George.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Exciting.
Thank you so much for coming on today.
This is my first official podcast.
That's a big deal.
So honored. So. It is so hard to get you because you're always so busy. You don't want to come on. You try to shy away from the microphone.
That's true.
But I read an article that I thought you'd be interested in. It says, drinking with the boss can be good for your job. So.
Hence why the glasses.
Yes. I brought in some whiskey. Yes. I know that Maker's Mark is your drink.
But Woodford's awesome as well.
Okay, but this was a Christmas gift. And you know how much I make, so I didn't go out and buy a new one. I brought some that I had at home. Somebody gave it to Jeremy. So I thought we could drink some whiskey.
Wait, you took his Christmas gift?
Yeah.
Did you ask?
Are y'all drinking too, or is it just me? Okay.
Yeah, we got to drink with you.
So we are drinking on the job.
This was Lacey's idea.
I think we're breaking some rules here.
Nah.
Okay.
Boss man, we've done it before, so.
Things I'll learn on your podcast.
Okay, so.
Here we go. Cheers.
According to this
study. First of all, success, congratulations on your success.
Cheers.
You are growing every week. I'm very proud of y'all. Y'all taking the initiative to make this thing a thing.
Oh, thank you so much. This survey says that drinking with your boss can help your career. 49% of people say yes. Drinking with their boss will improve their work relationships. Cheers to that. 24% say even drinking with their boss will help them get promoted. Mm. So cheers, George. Let's play a game.
But that's only 49%.
Nah, that's all that I have. Okay, oh, God, that tastes so bad.
It's burning.
Yeah, it's a little strong.
Yeah. Ooh.
So, George, ever since Amy and I started this podcast, everybody gets us confused. We're interchangeable. It's Lacey, Amy, which one? It
we
doesn't
do
matter.
We together. You can go to the bathroom together.
Mm-hmm.
You do squats together down the hallway.
But I thought it'd be fun to play most likely to. Who's the most likely to? Is it Lacey who did this or is it Amy?
If I call you Lindsay, is that really bad?
Ooh.
Oh, no. Yeah. George has called me the wrong name several times. I've been here. How long have you been here, George?
This time, 7 years.
Okay. You and I started on the same day.
April 1st?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And I introduced myself to you. Yes. I introduced myself to you twice. You started. I was still trying out here whenever y'all went to Vegas the first time. Mm-hmm. I had to leave here to go to work while all y'all went to Vegas because I was still trying out. And then the next week, I think y'all officially hired me.
Some hard feelings about that.
Yeah, so I've been here.
You got to go the second time.
I've been here as long as George, and he still calls me by other names.
That's not true.
And I wasn't going to call you out for this, but my birthday card this year, first off, first time ever I didn't have birthday cake on my actual birthday because White Cheddar the Grinch took away birthday. So now we do birthday month. My card had somebody else's name on it, and
that
then Lacey taped over it.
That
it had Carolyn on the front with Lacey taped over it.
That's pretty funny.
That's true. When I saw that, because Nicole, be honest, Nicole does all that for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I do sign them, and I read them, and all that stuff. But she puts it all together for me, so it makes my life easy. And when I saw that, I just laughed. And I could have easily went over to Nicole's desk and said, hey, can you give me a new envelope? But I thought it was so funny that I went with it.
going to make me angry. And you're like, ah, she's fine.
George's
give it to her anyway.
George's sign of approval. Yes, perfect card.
So, Amy, yes. Kick us off.
All right. George, who is most likely to wear heels to work?
Lindsay.
This is perfect.
Lacey, without a doubt.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, where's the ding?
Who is most likely to make lunch from scratch at work?
Amy.
These are easy ones.
We're starting off
good.
Easy.
Okay, I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She has, are you going to bring back the Chronicle?
Yes, I have. Okay. I posted once this year. Don't judge me.
I think that could be a thing.
All right, George, who is most likely to vomit on their bonus check?
Lacey.
Wow.
Ooh.
Even though that wasn't the case 2 years ago.
I'm so not sweet. A thrower upper.
2 years ago or 3 years ago?
I think it was three.
It's been a while.
I've been behaving myself because it was so embarrassing.
That was good.
Scarred her for life. Okay.
So I knew the right answer, but I, you know, more likely I'm going with.
Who is most likely to sell a car to go to CC's Pizza?
The way Amy's looking at me, I'm going to say Amy.
Darn it, my face.
Gave it away. I didn't know that answer.
They wanted CC's really bad, and Josh threatened to sell his car. It had been sitting there for 2 years, his old car, and he did it. He sold his car that day just to go have cash to pay for CC's Pizza.
Okay, George, you know us so well. What do you think my reaction was whenever she told me that?
You agreed.
No, I said, why'd you go to CC's? Oh. If you went through selling a car,
can you upgrade
like
to Papa John's or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, take the family out at that point.
Well, she also said that I should not have been allowed to go.
That's true.
Why?
Because
I said, no, we're not eating out. And so Josh went and sold his car to pay for it.
And they still took her out. I wouldn't let her go.
That was very innovative of him to say, hey, look, this is something that's not being used. Now I get to do what I want to do.
All right.
So do you cook at home every night?
I usually do, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah.
Tell him the dish that I make fun of you about all the time.
Is it the hot dog fried rice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did hot dog fried rice. And it turned out okay. You know, substitute for chicken or whatever. I mean, it was all right.
Okay, you should make fun of her.
All right, next question.
All right.
Who is most likely to accidentally flash their butt while white girl dancing?
Lacey.
I was so embarrassed because I didn't realize that everybody had sent the video out, and then we come downstairs the next morning and y'all are all playing craps right there, and everybody's like, Lacey, how are you feeling? And I'm like, great. No. Are you okay? Like, are you hungover? I'm like, no, I'm great. Why? And then
I think, didn't you join us that night at the Chinese place late that night? And we had, weren't you with us?
I went. I don't know if Lacey was there.
If you were there, I was probably
there. She might
have
already been passed out.
No, she didn't pass out then.
I don't know. Yeah, the next day was rough. Okay, moving on. Who is most likely to still sleep with a stuffed animal?
Both.
Interesting.
Nope, not me.
I sleep with a Yogi Bear.
As a kid?
No, or Blinky or anything. Aww. I know. I'm self-sufficient.
I sleep with a Yogi Bear doll, and I still do. And sometimes Jeremy gets in bed, and he'll throw him on the ground, and I'm like, you better respect your stepchild. He was here before you. So I still sleep with my stuffed animal.
And you're still married.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next question. Who is most likely to fall out of their chair for the very hot Rob Chickering?
Wow. I didn't know that was a thing. It's got to be Amy.
Oh, gosh. I didn't even look at you that time. I was just looking at the ground.
Here's what happened.
I noticed a face that I recognized. I stand up to give him a hug, but I lost my footing and I fell.
And it was our old engineer, Rob Chickering.
And it's funnier because we went to a surprise birthday party of Rob's 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I had fallen out of the chair at his birthday party. He is a good looking man.
I don't know. You fall out of your seat for good looking men? This is news
so.
To me.
I guess so. What's the other explanation?
I thought you were just excited to see him. Not like you were excited everywhere to see him.
Oh, well, I mean, I wasn't excited when I saw him at work.
That's pretty good. So these are snippets from the podcast.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to introduce you because I know you're too busy to listen all the time.
Yes.
How many have you listened to?
I listened to the first five.
The first five?
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago?
A year and a half ago, right?
The first time he listened, it was because he wanted to know what you said about him on the podcast. That's what we need to do. We need to talk about it more.
We do.
Yeah.
No, but by the fifth, I felt comfortable that y'all had this.
We have gotten better over the years.
Yeah.
I'm going to be confident and say this year we have knocked them all out of the park.
Okay, well then I'll go back and listen. That's
sometimes you got to throw in some not bad, but not great either. This year, not the case. We were on a strong roll, so don't mess it up for us.
And you got your first sponsors this year.
We did.
That's pretty exciting.
I'm very excited for it. Very excited.
Did you get the paycheck yet?
Yes.
You did.
I showed Jeremy my very first endorsement check, and I was so proud of it.
All right.
Who is most likely to need to be bleeped out during the podcast?
Lacey, without a doubt.
I'm sorry.
So you can change, Lacey. You can change, like me.
Why do I want to change? What do I need to change?
I don't know. Lots of things.
Like?
No, I'm not saying you need to change lots of things, but you can change lots of things if you want to.
What should I change? You sound like you're going somewhere.
No, I'm not. Speaking to the masses.
Put that out then. Did you just go hard S on it?
Yes.
Probably. That was a motivational speech gone wrong.
I couldn't tell who was cursing there.
Amy.
It was me.
Oh, okay, it was you.
Yeah, I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop myself. I was trying to recover from offending her, and I just got worse. I was just digging that hole.
I thought she was trying to get there.
Did you find out what? Did you come clean and say this is what you should change about yourself?
No, no way. I was just trying to run out of there.
Let's open that back up.
No, gosh, no.
Oh, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Pretty damn perfect over here. There's not a lot I need to change. But she was just talking and she was looking at me. I'm very humble. She's looking at me. And so I thought she was trying to say something. And I can try to push her. I mean, I don't care what you say about me. I have control over this.
This is off the record, by the way. Uh-huh. But I heard that she's mad that you take the lead mic.
No. Oh, yeah? No. Amy, you want to come take the lead?
Gosh, no.
Do you like the Kelly mic there? The star, but not the lead?
I do,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and she's my Kelly Raspberry. She's really funny. She's over there throwing in her zingers.
I rant sometimes.
And cuss. I've tried whenever we had Kelly on, I tried to make Kelly get up because that's where Amy's most comfortable. So I wanted Kelly to get up and switch. That didn't quite work out, though.
No way.
Mm-mm.
We just have a few more. All right. Who is most likely to burp on the mic?
Lacey.
All these come back to me being a horrible person. Jeremy's the TV expert in our house because
that was a lot louder than you thought, right?
It was just a little too late for me to do anything. I'm really sorry and I'm so embarrassed to play that for you right now, but I'm like, now I'm feeling so judged. My face is turning red from that and from whiskey, but it happened. I left it in. It makes me giggle because I'm horribly immature, but I didn't mean to. I couldn't help it.
It just came out.
Yeah.
Okay. How am I doing so far?
Doing pretty good.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who is most likely to threaten to dispose of their husband's body?
Amy's looking down with a smirk, so I'm going with Amy.
Yes, Amy's horrible too.
I think she would be able to get away with it more than you because, you know, you have a first responder.
Oh, that's true.
You know.
I am into the murder shows, though. Are you?
I watch SVU, that's it.
I think every wife is.
I remember at one lunch, it got really, really awkward because I was talking about this one moment that I thought about killing Jeremy, but I didn't. And that was the time that I passed the test because there was Snap playing in the background and he was arguing with me while I had a knife in my hand. And in that moment, I was just like, it makes sense. Now I get why women do it, but I didn't do it. And I passed the test and I will never do that. And the whole time you were just like, are you really telling me this right now? And now I'm telling you again. How does that make you feel?
Like you still think about it.
Okay. I once told my husband, we're cleaning out the garage and we have so much of his crap. And I said, do you realize that I could chop your body up into little pieces and hide you amongst your crap and no one would ever find you? I just think that I keep it real. I'm not going to do it. But yeah, clean up your stuff. And then I won't have a lot of places to hide your body.
I think murder is wrong.
But I'm talking about the fantasizing of it.
I can understand it. I don't necessarily fantasize over that, but I fantasize over other things.
I have incriminated myself. I can't kill him because I've already talked about it.
Yeah. And you rat yourself out all the time.
Yeah. I'm a horrible liar. And I'm not smart. I'm not smart enough to get away with it. But I mean, yeah, it's okay to think about it sometimes.
It is.
Just don't act on it.
Okay.
Who is most likely to get all the fan mail?
Oh, that's a hard one. See, I think Amy gets a lot of it because of the cooking side, and she's more of the, you know, she balances you out kind of thing. So I think people are going to feel more in tune with her.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you're a little more outrageous and, you know, you're playing the edges.
Amy is more likable.
So I'm thinking that you're the lightning rod and mm-hmm. she's the balance. Therefore, the support's going to go to the balance dealing with the crazy.
Mm-hmm. Such a nice way with your words. It's just he didn't diss either one of us. It was so wonderful, so diplomatic.
Am I right?
Yeah. Maybe it's all the fan mail, all of it. I get random messages
about
clowns.
You know that pisses you off.
Oh, well, we had a friendship campaign one time because somebody came on and was just ranting and raving over Amy and said something stupid about me, and that really made me hurt so bad. So we came on and did a friendship campaign to plead who would be the better friend.
Why would you say who would have the most friends?
Oh, that'd be Lacey, hands down. I don't put myself out there.
So you're the most liked, but not the most friends.
I'm the most popular, but I'm not the most liked. Like on outside level, not on here. Everybody loves Amy. Okay. Who is most likely to inform the judge that her husband just stomped on her toe?
Say that again.
Who is the most likely to inform a judge that her husband just stomped on her toe?
I go with you, Lace.
I said, did you see that Josh just stepped on my foot underneath your desk? I wanted everybody to know.
You said that to the prosecutor?
Yes. I was like, he doesn't want me talking. He just stomped on my foot. We were trying to get a ticket dismissed. And Josh wanted me to just stop talking. And so he was like, stomp it on my foot. And I was like, what are you doing? And let everybody know.
So instead of keeping calm, she's like, he just stomped on my foot in the middle of court.
But we won the case. All right. Who is most likely to burn down the house?
Lace. I mean, just the TV alone in the wrong place.
Oh, that gives me reason to burn down my house? The cast iron is on fire. My firefighter husband is at work. I called him. He asked me if he needs to come home. I said, no, babe, it's fine. The fire's gone, but my eyes are burning. He goes, I'm going to come home and check on the house. That happened not once, but twice. One time he left for a meeting and I almost burned the house down
within
and had to...
Months.
Within it's very
months.
Ironic.
I know.
It's ironic.
I know.
Oh, of course.
You're married to a fireman and you burn your house.
Yeah. He would be so mad at me.
Yeah.
I could get away with a lot of stuff, including murder talk. But yeah, burned down the house. That's like divorce talk right there.
Yeah. That's embarrassing.
And
what's a good analogy on that? If a fireman's wife burns down his house while he's at work,
mm-hmm.
that's
like for you.
Equivalent to
me and in the show 10 minutes early on the air.
I think I have a good analogy.
Lacey, this is what I'm talking about, ratting yourself out.
Like a fisherman drowning, right? I mean, it's like, come on. It's professions
like, like the guy from Fast and Furious, Paul something. Like him dying in
a car accident.
Yeah.
It's very ironic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
it's like
sad.
Rain on your wedding day.
And most importantly, we just have one more question for you. We want to know who is most likely to get fired.
Of the two of you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. See, I'm not your direct report, so I can't answer that.
Aww. The correct answer is neither one. That's it. That's all the time we wanted to take from you.
How'd I do? What was my score?
You were doing really good in the beginning, and then you started to tank.
I think... You started losing momentum halfway through. Your energy's just gone. Would you like some more drink?
No.
I meant the answers, not his energy.
No, we thought you were great. Thank you so much for coming on.
Right.
We really appreciate
it. Let's see if the numbers do this week.
Yes. Thank you, George.
Ooh, man, that just shot just got me.
Yeah. Put a pep in your step. Thank you, George. Well, that was so fun having him on. So intimidating.
I know. It was already warm in here, and then I started sweating even more.
I know. I had to take my jacket off. But that was fun. What an honor to have Bossman George on.
I cannot take my sweatshirt off because I'm wearing a This Bud's For You tank top.
This Bud?
Yeah, from like Budweiser.
No.
It's probably not appropriate for work.
I wanted to have him in the whole time, but then again, I'm very intimidated.
Yeah.
And we normally go for close to an hour. I don't know if I can keep him entertained for an hour.
No, I don't want to take up his time like that.
Yeah.
He's
and
important.
He's an important man and he has stuff to do.
Of course.
Not that we couldn't keep him entertained. He's busy.
Yeah, he's a good...
He needs to go sell our podcast.
I love how we played this game again. Every bad answer was for you.
I know.
Why do you always set yourself up like that?
I don't know. Everybody assumes... But it's because I'm the loudest. It's not because I'm actually the worst. You're a pretty bad person, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you for agreeing. I thought you were about to argue with me.
No.
It's just because I vocalize it. And I'm such a horrible liar.
Well, same.
I get nervous about stuff and just... Talk about it. I did think he would think the 10 minutes off the air early was a little bit funnier than he did.
Did he know about it?
Oh, absolutely. He knew about it. Yeah. I wouldn't have said that if not.
Okay. I was like, what?
But now I'm getting nervous again. I want a little bit more. Do you?
Yes.
This actually isn't bad to drink.
Gosh, it's that strong.
Okay. So big thanks to Boss Man George for coming on. I did want to ask him if he wanted to compliment us because I know that we just did. I'm so needy.
I can't help it. You didn't even have to ask for it.
I know.
Was congratulating us for doing such a good job.
He's such an awesome boss.
He is.
He makes me so proud. He makes me proud to be here. But no, I was going to start off with we just did like the Secret Admirers the other day. I think that video is dropping on Kid Nation next week. So that was really fun to read all these secret compliments that people are writing about you. So I was going to ask him, and then I didn't even have to.
Why didn't we include him in that video? I guess he's just too busy.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to be seen. That's why I'm surprised he agreed to come on.
Well, podcast, you know, it's not usually a visual thing.
Yeah, that's why my girl's here. Shout out. Okay. So we're a little bit late to this one, but I still find it hilarious. Those memes on Instagram... Some of y'all ain't never did this, and it shows. I think those are so funny.
I do, too.
A couple weeks late, but what can I say? We've been ripping it on content.
You've been ripping it?
We've been killing it? Hey, George isn't in here. I can say whatever I want. It's fine. But we have had a lot of content lately. So
we haven't had a chance to get to it.
Thank you. Not that we're late. We haven't had a chance to get to this just yet. So... We wanted to do some of y'all, and it shows. Amy, do you have a good one?
Yes, I have. These are so dumb, but so funny. Some of y'all have never been scolded for eating cheese in public, and it shows.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
I am so addicted to cheese. It's ridiculous. The way that I eat cheese by the fistfuls, and like I know that I need to just say no to cheese. And they say cheese is as addicting as some drugs. So am I really at fault the fact that I freaking love me some cheese?
I love cheese too.
Or is it just an addiction I can't help?
Maybe. I think it's okay to blame it on the addiction. Why the heck not?
Some of y'all act like you have something against straws and it shows. I'm all for the environment. I am. But do not give me a paper straw. Those things are garbage.
I do hate the paper straw. They fall apart. They disintegrate in your mouth.
Just no straw.
Okay.
I would rather no straw than paper straw.
A plastic is fine. Recycle, reuse, whatever. But I'm not taking a paper straw. I'm just not doing it.
It makes me so mad. And I mean, I'm happy for the earth and stuff. I want the earth to be fine. There's going to be generations here way after us, hopefully. But why against straws? Why now? But we still have disposable diapers. But there's a war on straws. No more straws.
There is a strong front on doing reusable diapers now. I've got a big family. All of my family's been trying to get away from the disposable diaper. I think it's gross. I never used them.
They do the cloth ones?
Yeah.
Like the homemade?
Yeah.
Because they're not selling reusable ones, right?
Well, there's the cute plastic outside liner, and then you just wash like the inside or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I didn't do it, so I'm not real versed on it all, but yeah.
That just sounds dangerous. A little plastic one sounds like it's like shoot out everywhere.
Some of y'all have never cried over spilt milk, and it shows. I've totally done this. If I've had like a really, really bad day and that just tops it off, it's the, you know, final straw on the camel's back. I've totally cried over the stupidest things ever.
I don't know if I was funny over the weekend or having a good time. or if I just legit have not cried in a long time. But whenever we were all out Saturday night at the second location, every time I talked, I cried. I was crying laughing every single time. And then not everybody, because we were here with a lot of people from here and then a couple of other friends. And not everybody knows me well enough to know I'm okay if I'm crying. Because yeah. I'm just, so, and it's so obvious because people who don't know, they're looking at me and they're like, you're crying right now. So I had to keep saying, like, I know I'm crying.
It's funny. It's like a laugh cry.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah.
I much prefer that cry. But yeah, I was crying. And I really think it's because I haven't gotten it out in a while. Some of y'all have never rode a Greyhound bus, and it shows.
Guilty.
Now, believe it or not, me, Miss Bougie, I used to ride Greyhound buses long time ago. This was, I lived in Beaumont with my grandparents, and I used to go back to Georgia to see my parents. So it's a, I don't know, let's say 16-hour drive.
Oof.
But on the Greyhound bus, it'd be like 26-hour drive or something ridiculous like that.
But so, a whole lot cheaper.
Sure. But I'm 16 years old on this bus by myself. And this guy, weird older guy, kept talking to me. And I was just ignoring him. And it was such a distraction that finally, like, this second bus driver came and sat by me. Because he was concerned, you know, I'm traveling by myself. Here's this guy talking to me. So he comes and he sits back by me. We kept making stops, and this guy would never get off the bus. Well, we're in the middle of driving, and the guy gets up, and he's like, stop the bus right now. And they're like, no, we just stopped. You didn't get off. He's like, I didn't kill anybody. Ends up, he was a freed convict or whatever, released convict, who had just gotten out of jail. They give him a bus pass and some money,
mm-mm.
and the dude was crazy.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and they ended up having to get him off the bus.
Yeah,
I rode the bus a couple of times, but that was really, really scary whenever I did that. Just to be young and alone and traveling like that.
I think you did the best that you could, you know, ignore it and hope that it goes away.
I don't invite the crazy.
Some of y'all have never eaten ice cream as big as your head, and it shows.
Ooh, I do love that picture. Where was that at?
Oh, gosh, I can't even remember the name of it. It's like Luna Snow or something like that.
That did look really good. There's a place in Fort Worth that sells fair food that has, like, all these different kind of funnel cakes.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been out there yet.
I do like the funnel cake.
I look at food way too much. I really do. Jeremy asked me if I want to go out to eat, and I, like, peruse all these menus before I decide. Or look at all of them and see a bunch of good stuff, and I'm like, nah, we're just going to sit at home and eat this. Some of y'all never had to use mayonnaise as salad dressing and then burp it up for the rest of the day and resent your dad for several years because of it in shows.
Oh, gross. Did this really happen?
Yeah.
Oh.
Whenever my stepdad met my mom, I only ate hot dogs. And whenever he came along, he's like, no, we're not giving her hot dogs and him chicken nuggets all the time, my brother. They have to eat what we're eating. So he made me eat salad for my first time ever. I'm like 9 years old, I think. And I didn't want to eat it. And my grandma said, well, if you put mayonnaise on it, because mayonnaise is original salad dressing.
Yeah, I guess I have made salad dressing with mayonnaise, but not mayonnaise itself.
Yeah, this was just a big old scoop of a lot of mayonnaise. I mean, I drenched it like you would with salad dressing and ate it. And then I was playing with Bonnie later that day. We're jumping up and down in the back of my dad's truck, and I kept burping up mayonnaise. And I'm like, I don't like him. It was so gross. It was awful. And I'm still low-key mad at my grandma for making me put mayonnaise on
it. She thought it was a good idea. It's not her fault.
It's been a really long time ago, and I'm still upset about it because that was just wrong.
Well, this one's so me. Some of y'all have never cut open a tube of toothpaste and stuck your brush inside of it to get the last little bit, and it shows.
Please tell me that was a recent.
Oh, yeah, I do it all the time. I mean, you know, you can try to roll it up or like press it up against the corner of the counter just to get the last little bit out. But if you cut it open and just like swish, 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 swish inside, that's the last bit. That's the last bit you're missing.
I'm bad with the toothpaste anyway because I go anywhere on the tube. I don't start at the very end. And then in the end, I end up scraping it all out. I don't cut it open and scrape it out. But I know that's annoying. You're not supposed to do that. Also, toilet paper roll, over or under?
Over.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, sorry, I had to visualize it.
If I go somewhere and it's under, I change it.
Do you really?
Yeah. Even at my friend's house, who she's left-handed. And so she purposely likes it underneath, but that's just wrong. So I go over there and I change it.
I learned something today. I didn't know someone who's pretty close to me, family, was left-handed. And I never even noticed. Been a part of my life for over 15 years. Some of y'all have never helped your dad fix something by holding a flashlight for hours and it shows. I regret it so much not actually learning how to fix a car. They would spend hours and hours fixing these old vehicles when I was growing up. And I just stood there in a bad attitude, holding the flashlight instead of actually learning something.
Same. My dad would make me sit outside with him and teach me everything. And he's like, well, what are you going to do whenever you break down or whenever this happens? I said, I'm just going to call you. Well, what if I'm not here? Well, by then I'll have a boyfriend or a husband and they'll be able to do it. And then I marry Jeremy and I love my husband, but he is as useful as I am. Some of y'all have never spelled out dirty words on your TI graphic calculator and it shows.
I used to love to do that in middle school.
What were your words?
You're going to bleep me out, right?
I don't know. You must know how to do different stuff than I do.
Well, like and hell.
Yeah.
And
boobs and boobless. Those are the two I was thinking of, was boobs and boobless.
Some of y'all have never had Ariel sing to you on your birthday and it shows.
My mom is the worst because she does something and then she beats you down with it. She's still, to this day, okay, my mom sent Ariel up here for my birthday a couple years ago. Kid Nation ended up filming it, going Facebook Live or something. So my mom watched it. You helped her coordinate it. Uh-huh. You were the one to make sure that Ariel got here.
I was the go-to man.
And Ariel, I love her, looked like she was 12 years old. She did not look like Ariel at all, besides the red hair. Like, our friend Morgan looks more like Ariel than this chick did, but I still appreciated it. My mom still brings up the fact, you didn't even hardly sing along. You acted like you didn't enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you did not receive your gift right.
I know. And that was back in Kid Nation days. We had Marlon Wayans or somebody coming up here. We had Dish Crew. Everybody's here. We're waiting for the celebrity to come in. And then Ariel comes in. And my mom's like, you didn't enjoy that. I got you Ariel one time.
I do not remember that at all.
Yeah. She gives me Christmas presents. And then she's like, gives my dog a chew toy. And she's like, at least you love your Christmas present. I'm like, Mom, we love our Christmas. What are you doing? I just told you thank you. Like, what else do I have to do?
Ugh. This is pretty funny, though.
Sorry, I've been so angry lately.
Okay.
I've gone off several
just
times
breathe.
Today.
Just breathe.
Even the whiskey ain't helping me. Some of y'all never got spanked by your parents, berated by white cheddar, or yelled at by Kid Craddock and it shows.
That applies for several people here.
So even the other day, whenever we were all out, we were out with my girlfriend, Kajal, and she still brings up to this day.
Oh, yeah.
That her and I were working back in the call screener room together, and I had to do a lot of entertainment stories then and post it on websites, and I asked her to write me the story. Something simple. It was about Miley Cyrus, but I can't remember exactly what it was. She gives me the story. It left out all the information. Like, the whole point of the story was not there, and I calmly berated her just like I had been taught to do. And since then, she says she has shaped up and has become a different person, because whenever I worked here, first started working here, you didn't make mistakes because the people here are and were perfectionists. So you did your job, you did it right, or you got berated and you learned how to not do a bad job. But I appreciate that because I came to work. How did you become number one? Because you're a perfectionist. Because you did everything correct the first time. You're mad at me because I didn't do my job correctly. I understand that. Mm-hmm. Guess who quit making mistakes? Have I come back around? Yes, for sure. Now I'm back to making plenty of mistakes. But I'm just saying, that was how I was taught whenever I first worked here. So that's how I treated other people.
Yeah. And look at Kajal now. Mm-hmm. She's a professional. It's
yeah.
All because of you.
Thank you. That's all I'm trying to say. Some of y'all have never slept in Brooklinen sheets, and it shows.
Okay, I've come to a realization that I have to share with you. Let's say you and your significant other get in a fight, and typically one of you sleeps on the couch, right? Well, if you have Brooklinen sheets, people are fighting over the bed. So who is going to get those Brooklinen sheets? And it is a problem in the household whenever you're fighting. I'm not talking about my own personal life.
Are y'all fighting about the sheets or fighting about something else? Because he can get his own sheets if it's that big of a deal.
The original fight does not matter anymore. Now we want the sheets. Okay. Brooklinen sheets.
So you might not can save a marriage, but you can save some money if you get some Brooklinen sheets. Because right now, you can get some affordable Brooklinen sheets. They are five-star quality sheets without the markup.
Yes, and they're the fastest-growing bedding brand in the world. Over 30,000 five-star reviews.
And not only does our family fight and rave over them, I gave them away as Christmas presents this year. And now I have my in-laws and my sister-in-law just raving about these sheets because they have been a game changer for them. You get in bed, you don't want to get out anymore. You're just comfy, cozy, sleeping well, better rest in these comfortable sheets. They are luxury sheets without the markup. Most bedding is marked up as much as 300%, and you're not going to run into that problem here with Brooklinen.
These Brooklinen sheets don't just feel great, but they look great too. Mix and match over 20 plus colors and patterns.
These are seriously the best, most comfortable sheets we've ever slept on, and now it's time for you to upgrade your bedroom. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code LOOSELIPS at brooklinen.com, and while you're there, you can check out all their other products. They have sheets, comforters, and towels. All of those always come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code LOOSELIPS at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, promo code LOOSELIPS. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever.
And don't worry about me. We got this. It's all good.
It's all right. It happens
sometimes.
We're just
going to get another set for the couch.
Okay. Last week, we brought in Russ Face because we need to upgrade our description on our podcast and have never done that. Ours is dated, I'll admit. And since I talked to him, I have forgotten and I haven't done anything. But we did get some mail that was not just fan mail to you, Amy. We got a suggestion on our podcast description. Tell me what you think about this. What happens when you combine a dedicated wife and a mother of two that budgets hardcore with a competitively funny foodie that low-key thinks babies are dull? You'll get wacky stories, some mispronounced words, and a whole lot of laughs. Check out the Kid Nation podcast about two work besties that sometimes say stuff they probably shouldn't. Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Oh, I love that one. That's pretty dang good and accurate.
Any guesses on who sent that?
Is it Bulk Burr?
No, that's a good guess.
Is it Gary Ball?
Good guess. No, he just says we're on drugs. It was Jill Slava, the same person who gave us our sign-off.
Yes. Oh, great. Look at her.
I know. So that's wonderful. We are still taking suggestions, even though that's probably what we'll end up going with. But feel free to chime in with us at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. Check out What Amy's Cooking, because George said you have to bring it back, at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating. You can leave a comment. We would really appreciate it if you would do that. And in the meantime, keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Hello?
I can't come to work today. I was in a terrible plane crash. I'll see you tomorrow.